Hello and welcome to the Abundant Living episode, where we delve into the world of wealth with a focus on holistic abundance. I'm your host, Derek Garnicky, known to many as the Wealth Whisperer. Today, we embark on a journey together, exploring strategies, mindsets, and practical tips for achieving true abundance in all aspects of our lives. So sit back, relax, and let's begin this enriching episode, unveiling the path to true wealth. Welcome, dear listeners, to the very first episode of Abundant Living. Today, we lay the foundation for our journey towards understanding and achieving true wealth. But before we dive in, let's ask ourselves, what does wealth truly mean? What is wealth? Wealth is not merely a number in a bank account, and it's a multifaceted concept encompassing financial stability, emotional well-being, vibrant health, fulfilling relationships, and a sense of purpose. Picture a table with multiple legs. Each leg represents a dimension of wealth. If one leg is shorter than the others, the table becomes unstable. Our goal? To ensure all legs are strong and balanced. The Wealth Whisperer's approach. I believe in a holistic approach to wealth. It's not just about accumulating money. It's about living abundantly in every sense. So how do we begin this transformative journey? Section 1, financial foundations, building a solid financial framework. Let's start with the cornerstone of wealth, financial stability. This involves creating a budget, managing debts, and investing wisely. Think of your finances as a garden. Without proper care, it can wither. But with attention and nurturing, it blooms into a source of abundance. Practical tip 1, budgeting for abundance. Budgeting is often seen as restrictive, but it's quite the opposite. When done right, a budget empowers you to allocate funds towards what truly matters. Create categories for essentials, savings, investments, and yes, even joy. Allow yourself the freedom to spend on experiences that enrich your life. Personal story, overcoming financial challenges. I remember a time when I faced significant financial hurdles. It was during those moments of struggle that I learned the true value of budgeting and financial discipline. By staying committed to my budget, I was able to navigate those challenges and emerge stronger. Mindful spending habits. We often hear about the importance of saving, but what about spending? Mindful spending is an art where each purchase aligns with our values and brings genuine joy. Remember, it's not about deprivation. It's about conscious choices that lead to long-term fulfillment. Expert interview, mindful spending with financial advisor, Sarah Rodriguez. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Sarah Rodriguez, a seasoned financial advisor specializing in mindful spending. Sarah, could you share some insights on how our listeners can cultivate a healthy relationship with their finances?
Certainly, Derek. Mindful spending begins with awareness. Before making a purchase, ask yourself if it aligns with your values and goals. Consider the long-term impact rather than short-term gratification. By doing so, you not only enhance your financial well-being, but also live a more intentional life.
Section 2, emotional wealth, cultivating emotional resilience. Moving beyond finances, emotional wealth is equally vital. Life's challenges are inevitable, but our response is within our control. Cultivating emotional resilience allows us to navigate storms with grace. Practices like mindfulness, meditation, and journaling can be powerful tools on this journey. Practical tip 2, daily gratitude practice. Gratitude is a cornerstone of emotional wealth. Take a few moments each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. It shifts your focus from scarcity to abundance, fostering a positive mindset. Personal anecdote, the power of gratitude. I recall a time when I faced a series of setbacks. It was during those trying times that I leaned heavily on my gratitude practice. By acknowledging even the smallest blessings, I found strength and resilience to overcome adversity, fostering meaningful relationships. True wealth also lies in our connections with others. Nurture relationships that uplift and support you. Surround yourself with positive influences and let go of toxic ties. Remember, it's quality, not quantity, that enriches our lives. Joining us today is Dr. Emily Chen, a relationship coach specializing in fostering meaningful connections. Dr. Chen, how can our listeners cultivate deeper, more fulfilling relationships in their lives?
Dr. Emily Chen, thank you for having me, Derek. Building meaningful relationships begins with authenticity. Be genuine in your interactions and seek to understand others deeply. Communication is key. Listen actively and express your appreciation regularly. By investing time and effort into relationships, you sow the seeds for lasting connections.
Section 3, health and wellness, the wealth of health. No amount of money can replace the value of good health. Prioritize your well-being through nutritious foods, regular exercise, and sufficient rest. A healthy body fuels a sharp mind and a vibrant spirit. Practical tip 3, mindful eating for vitality. Mindful eating goes beyond calories. It's about nourishing your body and soul. Before each meal, take a moment to appreciate the food before you. Chew slowly, savoring each bite. Not only does this improve digestion, but it also enhances your enjoyment of food. Personal wellness journey. I've personally experienced the transformative power of prioritizing health. Through regular exercise and mindful eating, I've not only improved my physical well-being, but also found clarity and focus in my daily life. And the mind-body connection is profound. Practices such as yoga, meditation, and deep breathing not only enhance physical health, but also cultivate mental clarity and inner peace. When we align our mind and body, we unlock boundless potential. Today, we're honored to have Maya Patel, a renowned yoga instructor and mindfulness coach. Maya, could you share with our listeners how practices like yoga can contribute to their overall wealth?
Absolutely, Derek. Yoga is not just a physical practice. It's a holistic approach to well-being. Through yoga, we connect with our breath and cultivate mindfulness. This not only improves flexibility and strength, but also reduces stress and promotes emotional balance. By integrating yoga into your routine, you're investing in your health on a profound level.
Section 4, Purpose and Fulfillment and Discovering Your Why. Finally, let's explore purpose, the compass that guides our journey. True wealth is not complete without a sense of purpose. Take time to reflect on your passions and values. What ignites your soul? What legacy do you wish to leave behind? Practical exercise, writing your personal mission statement. Grab a pen and paper, dear listeners. In this exercise, write down your personal mission statement. This statement encapsulates your values, goals, and vision for the future. Refer to it often as a guiding light on your path to abundance. Personal journey, finding purpose. My journey towards purpose was a transformative one. Through introspection and reflection, I discovered my passion for empowering others to achieve abundance. This podcast, Wealth Whisper, is a testament to that purpose, living with intention. Intentional living is the key to manifesting our dreams. Set clear goals and take consistent steps towards them. Each day is an opportunity to move closer to the life you envision. Expert interview, life coach and goal-setting expert Mark Johnson. Our final guest today is Mark Johnson, a life coach specializing in goal setting and intentional living. Mark, how can our listeners live with more intention and purpose?
Thank you for having me, Derek. Intentional living begins with clarity. Define your values and align your actions with them. Set SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Regularly review your progress and make adjustments as needed. By living intentionally, you create a roadmap to your desired future.
As we conclude this enriching episode of Abundant Living, I encourage you to take these insights and apply them to your life. True wealth is not a destination, it's a journey of growth and fulfillment in all aspects of our being. Join me next time as we delve deeper into specific strategies and interviews with experts. Until then, may your life be filled with abundance and purpose. Thank you for tuning in to The Wealth Whisper. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe for more enriching discussions. Until next time, remember, true wealth begins within.